Dog Tales, number 52, The Dog Tax. Willie M. Person, an attorney of Lewisburg, North Carolina, was one of North Carolina's most flamboyant sons. He customarily wore a flaming red vest, and he found joy in unusual, bizarre words and doing unusual deeds. During 1929, the impending economic collapse of the Great Depression was casting its shadows before it, and the General Assembly in North Carolina was finding it difficult to raise sufficient revenues to balance the state's budget. The state Senate, of which Parson was a member, reached a section of the revenue bill which contemplated the imposition of annual taxes of $1 and $2 on the owners of dogs and bitches, respectively. Senator Parson sent forward an amendment. As the page carried the amendment to the reading clerk's desk, the senator took to the floor and said, "I have sent forward an amendment to the dog tax bill. Pay attention to it. If the Senate adopts my amendment, the state's financial problems will be solved. We will not only have sufficient funds to meet all expenses, but we will have a surplus in the treasury at the end of the biennium." The reading clerk then read Senator Parson's amendment. Tax on male dogs, $1. Tax on bitches, $2. Tax on sons of bitches, $5. See Humor of a Country Lawyer by Sam J. Irwin, Jr., University of North Carolina Press, Chapel Hill, in 1983, page 132. It is used by permission. You can buy either digital or hard copy of Dog Tales from Amazon or from iBooks. Just look for Dog Tales by John Ramsey. You will find the spelling of my name and the links on the homepage for these podcasts. Thank you.